Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Well, coming up on this episode of the Money Night Podcast, we're talking about the differences in retirement planning for women. There are a number of different challenges that women face versus men, and Wade and the team often help women build their retirement plan to last. We'll tell you how that happens coming up next.
It's time for the Money Night Podcast with certified financial planner Wade Chessman, president and wealth advisor at Chessman Wealth Strategies.
Well, glad to have you inside the Money Night Podcast. I'm Ben George with Wade Chessman. And Wade, this is a good topic today. I know we spent a little bit of time. I know you work with women quite a bit, but you know, whether it's women that have find themselves widowed or newly divorced, you know, there's a lot of challenges that women face on their own that their male counterpart don't have to face.
Yeah. Plus, you know, women that have never been married, it's just a growing number of those as well that just are on their own and doing their own thing.
Very true. So we want to kind of talk through some of these differences that are out there. And women have made a lot of progress in the financial world. And there's a lot more women that are kind of taking the finances into their own hands, where traditionally was more of a male's role in the family, but more and more women are taking it on. And as you mentioned, Wade, more and more women are living the single lifestyle as well. So wherever you find yourself, we want to kind of point out some of these challenges that you might face and talk through how to work through them and how Wade and the team at Chessman Wealth help plan for these different items through time. So we'll do that today. Again, you can find everything online at chessmanwealth.com. A lot of great resources for women there on the website as well. And you can always call Wade at 214-572-2120. He is the certified financial planner and the certified kingdom advisor as well at Chessman Wealth. So let's jump right into this, Wade. I know okay. Women have made a lot of progress, but there are still some issues. And I think the first that comes to mind often when you think about women and money is just the pay gap, right? It's closed some, but I think women in general still are earning less than men. You know, the research I think says women earn 82 cents for every dollar earned by men. But whatever the specifics are, there is still that pay gap that you have to work through, right?
Right. And regardless of what the reasons are, you know, is it pure discrimination? Is it, you know, the fact that sometimes women leave the workforce? I mean, it doesn't really matter. The fact is that that seems to be a true fact. And so it definitely can affect folks' ability to save. It can affect how much they have set aside for retirement, all kinds of things. So you just have to face the facts that this is an issue that we have to deal with, and be aware of it and be more on top of your game then if that's the case. If you know, if that tends to be the case, then that means for women, we just have to be more purposeful about making sure that we're on the right path. That's all I would say about that.
And it really just can get you less flexibility for mistakes, I guess, too, if you're not earning as much.
That's right. You don't have as much wiggle room if things don't go well. So it's that much more important that women take control of their finances and make sure they have a good plan.
Yep. Well, one thing you did touch on a little bit there to start off with is that women are more likely to face career interruptions, right? And that is one reason why things are different. So on top of them earning less, they're generally going to step away to be caregivers, right, for their children or elder relatives. But that just means that they have fewer years of earned income, which can add up over time. So talk about some of the ways that these caregiving responsibilities and these costs can take a toll on retirement savings.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're in the workforce and you choose to leave or have to leave to take care of your kids or, like you said, older relatives, it just seems like we're seeing that more and more as people live longer and longer, which we'll talk about later. But you've got, you know, sometimes you've got people that are dealing with their kids and their parents or their grandparents. And because women traditionally anyway, if they're much more caring than us men been, they tend to be the ones that take on the brunt of that responsibility. And so really what that means is, again, kind of going back to the first thing, is it means less room for error, and meaning that you're going to have to be more focused on making sure that you have a good plan to make sure that you're on the right track. Because even, you know, if you take 5-10 years out of the workforce, that means 5-10 years where you're not saving for retirement. You may even be spending down assets. So it's just one of those facts. You know, maybe it shouldn't be that way, but that's just the way it is. And because of that, you do have to make sure you factor that into your plan. So you know, it's kind of one of those things where you wish things weren't necessarily a certain way, but that's the way they are. Mm-hmm. So you got to then deal with that reality.
Right. The longer life expectancy is another thing that we know women are known for, right? You often outlive their spouse. So you have, you know, women, as I kind of mentioned off the top, that find themselves widowed. I know you work with a lot of widowed women, but also divorce is another way in which women often find themselves kind of newly single, right? And kind of mm-hmm. having to figure things out on their own a little bit later in life. And I know you see these challenges all the time. So how do you work with women in these positions?
Well, I would say one way is to make sure that, let's say that you happen to be a woman, you're married, you've kind of let your husband take care of everything, which is fine. But I think it's good to make sure that you're going to meetings, that you have a basic understanding of what's going on, so that if something happens, you know, you're not completely in the dark. A good example would be, for example, Social Security. Mm-hmm. You know, your husband, he may decide, you know, I'm 65 or I'm 63. I'm ready to take my Social Security and be done with it. But the understanding that the impact of that can also affect you as a spouse, because if your husband were to pass away, then your benefits would be affected by when he took his. So just having a understanding of that, some decisions that another person makes could affect you directly. And so you want to at least be in on the, you know, want to just give yourself enough understanding so that you're not completely left in the dark. That's just one example. Yes, women do tend to live longer. And if you go into any nursing home, it's mostly women, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing you have to understand is, what do I need to do to protect my wealth? What are some things we can do now to make sure that, you know, I'm not at risk of running out of money due to longevity risk? And I'd say these things, same concepts come into play in the event of divorce, which we don't always get to choose. Sometimes it happens to us, just like being a widow. But you have to take, I'd say it's an opportunity to just to make sure that you're not completely in the dark, that you understand the big picture of where your stuff are. You don't have to, doesn't mean you have to sit there and love it and get into all the nitty gritty, but understand how the plan works, what impact certain things would happen if say your spouse wasn't alive tomorrow. You know, I've had spouses that have made sure they understood how much life insurance their husband had. There's nothing wrong with that, because you're the one that's going to be left in the dark a lot of times if something happens. So my advice would just be to make sure that you, even if you don't enjoy it, just be involved in the process. Come to the meetings. Make sure you understand as much as you can. Find out. There's nothing wrong with asking the questions. Hey, what happens if my husband dies? What happens if, you know, something happens in our marriage? That way you can at least have a little bit more ideas on being prepared, and you can understand certain choices have an impact not only on the current situation but the future as well. So yes, that is huge. And the fact that women outlive men, that's pretty much true across every society across the globe. So mm-hmm. just the way it is,
yeah.
Men just do not tend to live as long. I mean, you see the occasional where it's the other way, but usually that is the case. So just being aware of that and making sure that you have the right plan in place so you're not left without the resources that you need. And that means getting involved and at least having a basic understanding of what's going on.
All right, very good. Again, if you find yourself in that position or know someone maybe that's going through a divorce and needs a little help, ChessmanWealth.com is the website to get in touch with Wade, or 214-572-2120. Again, some great tools and resources on the website you can find under the tabs at the top of the page. This one's interesting too, Wade. I don't think I really realized this, but in general, women carry higher debt. There was a study by T. Rowe Price in 2023 that found this notable gender disparity in debt. With more women holding debt across various categories, credit cards, medical debt, student loans, 60% more women reported outstanding student loan debt than men. So having more
that
debt
was interesting too.
Again, just kind of adds up to everything else, right?
It just makes it harder. You're more behind the eight ball. You've got more issues you have to deal with. I hate to hear that stat. And again, I think it just comes down to education, making sure that you understand the plan, whether it's your individual plan or your joint plan, but you're just not relying, hoping that things will work out, that you're taking an active approach. It's really all I can say.
Yeah, you got to be active with it and take the extra steps to take care of that debt where possible. So that is another issue that women have to typically deal with more than men. But you mentioned the education aspect of it too, and that kind of plays into it because in general, women have a lack of financial confidence in many cases.
And that's right.
I think this is improving, right? But there was another survey that reported only 53% of women felt confident enough to retire at their target age, only 53%, and that 79% of women desired more access to financial literacy resources.
Yeah, I see this a lot where, you know, I talked to a lady the other day whose husband passed away about a year ago, and she's still working through all of the details, all understanding, you know, where all the moving parts were, and it's really been challenging. And she's not something she enjoys doing. You know, she doesn't feel confident. So what she's done, thankfully, is she sought out some help and looking for some guidance. But what that can do sometimes is, you know, if you don't feel confident, maybe that means you don't save enough or you invest too conservatively or you maybe make some decisions that can have a long-term impact on it, like taking Social Security too early or things like that. So that's one of the things we try to do when people come in is not only give them a plan, but make them feel more confident. One of the questions I always ask people before they, when we first meet, is on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel? Now, if someone comes in with an 8, Ben, I'm like, great, you don't need us. But most people that come to see us, you know, they're 3, 4, 5. And the question we want to do is, what is it going to take to get you to feel more confident? And a lot of times that just comes down to education and making sure they have a plan. So you can overcome this one. This is one where you can gain confidence by having more knowledge, not so much that you feel like, you know, that you have to be an expert on everything, but more knowledge that you feel confident to move forward with things and that you feel like you have a plan.
Yeah. So important to do that. And that's, you know, hopefully why you're listening to this podcast is to add to your financial literacy and improve your education by getting the information that we try to provide here every episode. But the bottom line, Wade, when we kind of close out this conversation, is that, you know, despite the strides women have made, there's still some distinct challenges they face, as we've highlighted. So this is just all the more reason to sit down, create a personalized financial plan, use the help of a financial advisor, a certified financial planner like yourself. And it doesn't matter kind of what stage of life you're in either, right, Wade? It's never too
That's
late
right.
to sit down and do this.
I think sometimes people feel intimidated by coming in to see us or see a financial planner. But we try to make it, at least on our end, we try to make it super easy and non-intimidating. We don't ask you to bring, you know, detailed records of everything you've ever done, just kind of the basics. Come in and just have a conversation and see if we're a good fit for what you're looking for. And if not, we'll try to help you find the right place to go if it's not with us, somewhere else. So I think that's the key is, you know, it's kind of like sometimes you don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want to know you don't really want to find out what's going on, or you feel intimidated. I do. I don't understand half the stuff they're talking about.
Yeah.
But you want to go in. We try to take away some of the intimidation factor just by having a conversation, keeping it real, and really trying to understand, again, how confident are you? What can we do to help you feel more confident? If we can't help you, we'll steer you in the right direction. That's our approach anyway.
Very good, Wade. And we always encourage you to reach out, chessmanwealth.com, 214-572-2120. And that ties in perfectly with today's Kingdom Minute, which is all about financial injustice.
And now, this month's Kingdom Minute, where we learn what the Bible says about managing money and how it applies to your life.
Right. I thought it'd be, in this episode's Kingdom Minute, I thought it'd be good to touch on financial injustice, and especially since we're talking about women and the widow. And there's a lot to be said in the Bible about that. But in this case, Zechariah 7, 9 through 10, and the word of the Lord came to Zechariah saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgments, do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against one another." So our God is a God of justice and righteous, and he expects the same from his people. In Psalm 139:13, David praises God, saying, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. In his goodness and power, God made each one of us in his image." Ephesians 2:10 confirms that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God intended for his people to be just and righteous as he is. Unfortunately, we all know the world we live in has been spoiled by sin, and we're faced with this reality every day. We see, in the world of finances anyway, we see sins like greed, envy, dishonesty, and pride. These can all lead to financial injustice. We see it every day. This happens when a person takes unfair advantage of someone else financially. According to God's word, financial injustice takes many forms and has severe consequences. I got a couple of examples. It says, to those who mistreat the poor or disadvantage, Proverbs 22:16 warns, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. And Proverbs 14:13, whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker. So he takes it seriously. Cheating in financial transactions is another kind of injustice that God hates. In Proverbs, he says, unequal weights and unequal measures are both alike, an abomination to the Lord. That's a pretty heady. And he's certainly on the side of those who suffer the injustice of robbery and embezzlement. It says in Psalm 12:5, because the Lord are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise. I will place him in the safety for which he belongs. So robbery can take the form of overcharging for rent or services. One thing I've noticed, you know, we work with a lot of, our church works with a lot of people that have come over here, immigrants that have come over from like Afghanistan and some of the more war-torn countries. So we have an area in Dallas where our church has a center, and I think there's like 48 languages or some crazy number. And what I found is that those are the folks that a lot of times are taken advantage of, price gouging, sometimes the apartment complex that they rent, they hit them with all these little fees and tow their cars and all that kind of stuff. So I hate to see that. Dishonesty in financial matters is another kind of injustice. God's word specifically forbids lying and inequality in court. So God is powerfully opposed to injustice, and those who do it will have to answer to him. Galatians 6:7 is a warning. Do not be deceived. God is not to be mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. So as Christians, we should feel the same way God does about injustice. Obviously, we must never participate in taking advantage of others. And when we see it happening, you know, we need to take action. If we see it in your church, we can follow Matthew 18. Go talk to them. And if they don't listen, you know, bring others in. And if we're victims, same thing. Go talk to them. If that doesn't work, take it to the church. And you may have to take the problem directly to secular authorities as well. Get wise advice about whether to hire a lawyer or call the police. And if you've been scammed, expose the evil. Don't let embarrassment from keeping you from reporting. I mean, I've seen the number of scams just gone up and up and up. These criminals get more and more sophisticated on helping, making you think that you're dealing with a real person, and when in reality you're dealing with a criminal. So I'll just leave it with this, that Jesus knows about the injustice we experience. In John 16:33, he records his words, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that's a comfort. You know, we're living a sinful world. We can't get away from it. And there's going to be injustice. We have to do our part to alleviate it and bring it out into the open. So hope that was helpful.
It always is way. We enjoy the Kingdom Minutes and appreciate the different perspective on the things that we discuss here on the podcast. So thanks again for breaking that down for us. All right. If you have questions for Wade, want to get in touch with Chessman Wealth, want to begin your planning, if you're a woman that maybe wants a little extra help or wants to begin having these discussions, want to take more control of your finances, you can always call 214-572-2120. Wade, as always, appreciate your time today. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Ben.
The opinions voiced in Money Night with Wade Chessman are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Night are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.